puppies. It's What's for Breakfast.
We're all set to begin, so let's dive right in to Bikers, Dice, and Bars. Talking bicycles and motorbikes, gamer things and all the like. You can listen to it in your cars, but mostly it's about dive bars. Bikers, Dice, and Bars.
Welcome to another Bikers, Dice, and Bars character jam. We are recording this after hours, after we are good and tanked, where we will take you, the listener, and us, the participants, through the character creation of a role-playing game that you may know. This time around, the role-playing game of choice is Pugmire! The fantasy role-playing game where you play dogs with swords.
That's pretty significant. It's not just dogs.
right? I'm NPC.
I'm just Jacob. Dr. Xander Gerrymander.
And joining us for this episode are...
Linzel Green.
Poppy Beaujolais.
All right. This is going to be an exciting episode. This is going to be our biggest one so far. But we have opened a brand new bottle. So carrying forth the tradition from the episode that we just recorded, this is a dog-themed beer called...
For a dog-themed game.
This is Hair of the Dog Green Dot. Made with our natural environment in mind, the noble aroma of fresh hops greets the nose. Orange marmalade and pineapple flavors mingle with hop resins and an intriguing bitterness. We use Pilsner malt to give this beer a crisp and clean finish while maintaining a light body. Think green.
Think green, everyone.
Beer's not green.
I'm not drinking the beer because I didn't get the memo.
Period of time. All right.
Pour us up here, Xander, while we look through the rules of this game.
So Pugmire.
I want to give you a little bit of backstory on Pugmire. I'll read the back. Be a good dog. Protect your home. Be loyal to those who are true. These are the words of the Code of Man. Dogs have inherited the world, building the kingdom of Pugmire untold centuries after the ages of man are over. These dogs have been uplifted to use tools and language, and they seek to rediscover the ruins of the old ones. Some have learned to use the leftover technology of humanity, but they believe it to be magic handed to them by their lost gods. Others seek to create an ideal civilization using a code of man compiled from ancient, fragmentary lore left behind by humanity. The world is dangerous and mysterious, but good dogs will persevere.
I like to imagine that somewhere in this world there is a half-buried Statue of Liberty at a beach somewhere.
Oh, you killed them all.
Damn you dirty dogs.
You damn dirty cats.
Okay, just the cat hating just needs to stop.
Disagree. Strongly disagree.
Cats are viewed in a negative light in the world of Pugmire, I believe, so.
Oh, no.
They are seen as duplicitous assassins and scoundrels and political assholes.
They're so cute.
So it's about the same as the normal world.
Plotting.
You never know what they're thinking, and they could betray you at a moment's notice.
That's what makes it so exciting.
Yeah, because they're cats.
Any cat that follows you in battle might suddenly stab you in the back.
That's why he's following you in battle.
Yeah, it's like the real world, motherfuckers. Get on the truck here.
So this is the game of Pugmire. Pugmire is mostly based on 5th edition Dungeons & Dragons. In it, you have your classic 6 stats, if you're familiar with that game. You have concept of advantages and disadvantages. You have basic skill allotment and feats in the form of what they call tricks.
Wait, a trick like... Hey, guys! The boy.
Joining us for this character jam is again, Oliver Cromwell.
Oliver Cromwell, the dog who barks whenever you say, hey, guys!
Hey, guys!
I love you so much!
Oliver Cromwell, the oppressor of Irish setters everywhere.
All right. So here's how character creation works in this game. What we're going to do is build a party of adventurers who are going to venture forth into the world of Pugmire, explore the unknown, find relics of the lost age, and perhaps benefit their standing in society or the kingdom of Pugmire. Or maybe they'll make a name on their own. Maybe they'll strike off and do their own thing. Or maybe they are loyal adventurers to the kingdom of Pugmire. What you have to first do is choose what's called a calling.
Can I be a pick of these?
Hold on. We'll get to that. So a calling is kind of like a character class if you're familiar with D&D. Callings will give you a number of things, but I'm just going to go over them.
Yeah, what are our options?
Your options are artisan. Artisans are dogs dedicated to the study of magic, particularly the magic behind masterwork relics. Guardians. Guardians are warriors, dogs that keep the peace with a sharp word or fight monsters with a keen blade. Look at the guardian. No,
it's a guardian corgi.
It's a corgi.
That corgi has the longest legs of any corgi I've ever seen.
He's got extensions. That's fine.
Hunters. Hunters are dogs that explore the wild places around Pugmire. They don't fully live in civilization, nor are they strays that wander in the wilderness. Rather, they consider the dangerous and untamed areas of the world their personal battlegrounds, because that's where the real monsters live.
Monsters?
Ratters.
Ooh.
Ratters are trackers, rogues, and criminals of the cities, digging up things that have been forgotten. Look at the Papillon!
Oh my god, it's a Papillon! Oh my god, I'll take a picture of that. Hold on.
Yep.
So is there no correlation between these various callings and the breeds? Could you be a Great Dane breed ratter, for example?
Yeah.
Seems unlikely, but plausible. Yeah.
Your breed is basically what you would consider a race in a normal game.
Fair enough.
There are shepherds. The Church of Man has brought many positive things to Pugmire, and the shepherds are one of the most common examples. Shepherds guard the hearts and souls of those around them, both through their wisdom and the power of their faith. Strays, nomadic wanderers, stalwart survivors, and feral warriors. Strays are robust dogs that have abandoned civilization to live in the wilderness. That's it.
There you go.
Okay. So to review, because I know Poppy wasn't listening.
Nope. I think I got it, but just in case, say it all again, because I wasn't listening.
Artisans are mages, guardians are warriors, hunters are rangers, ratters are rogues, shepherds are clerics, and strays are what the fuck ever. Strays are basically like a warrior. Strays are barbarians.
Feral warriors.
They have a D12.
Wow, it's really like 1-to-1, essentially.
It's basically D&D, yeah.
So that means that you could create a character in Pugmire and conceivably play them in a 5th edition D&D game.
You really can.
Yeah.
The numbers line up. It has the advantage and disadvantage. It has the basic skill system. Yeah. It has the same hit dice.
Yeah.
The names are slightly changed. You don't have hit points. You have stamina. You don't have hit dice. You have stamina dice. But it's basically, you don't have feats. You have tricks.
Tricks, sure.
But essentially, it's 5th edition D&D.
Yeah, if you wanted to include a dog-based culture in your 5th edition D&D game, you could utilize Pugmire for that.
All right, look, guys, let's build a party.
All right. I'm happy to take the shepherd role.
All right. We got a person who wants to be the cleric off the bat.
That's usually what I like being, but that's okay.
Love the cleric. Everybody's like, who has to be the cleric? Oh, I don't want to be it. Me, I'm like, I'll be the cleric, please.
Guardian.
Just like herding dogs, so it's inappropriate.
Usually it was going down for the
guardian. All right.
Okay, Poppy is going to be the guardian, so you're going to hit things with a stick and probably carry a big shield.
I like this stick.
Don't you mean a rolled up newspaper and mostly called shots to the nose?
Would you throw the stick and I will go get it for you?
I'd like to equip a squirt bottle.
What? Poppy.
What? Where?
Squirrel.
Girl.
I see this game feeding into multiple members of this table's ADD.
Okay, what about the two of you?
What was the rogue character again?
What was one of the middle?
Ratter.
Yeah, Ratter.
Okay. Done. So we have a guardian.
Yes.
We have a shepherd. Bow, bow, bow. We have a ratter.
So the other two left are Artisan and Stray, correct?
Oh, and Hunter.
And Hunter. I am going to go with a Stray.
So we got a Stray.
Oh, you got that Stray cat strut, I see.
Stray dog strut.
Meow.
No.
Meow.
No. No. Meow. Meow is not the time or the place.
Meow. Okay.
Well, I'm going to start with the Stray and go backwards through the group here. There's some things you're going to note down.
All right. Okay. I'm ready.
First, as a Stray, your stamina dice are D12 per level, and your stamina points are 12 plus your constitution modifier per level.
Okay.
Your primary abilities, you want to put a dot next to them, are con and strength. You get to choose two skills from the following and just put a dot next to them. Handle animal, intimidate, no culture, no nature, notice, survive, and traverse.
Okay. Can you give me like a rundown on what traverse is?
Traverse.
Like moving.
Yeah, sure.
Place to place.
I don't feel like opening it up. That's what it is.
I mean, it seems like a travel-based thing, right?
And traverse. just so we don't spend too much time on background, we're going to randomly roll your background. Roll a D6.
Awesome. Can I get the die bowl?
Oh, yeah. Just pass him a die. Yep, there you go. Set some dice out. Roll a D6.
Two.
You are a former acolyte who left the Church of Man after a lapse of faith. That's your background.
I don't want to count.
Okay.
And you have an unusual circumstance. Roll a D6. I don't know what that means.
It's a 6.
You received from a hunter after she nearly died from wounds inflicted by a monster that you helped kill. Now, I need to look up what unusual circumstances means real quick. Hmm. One item in your possession is listed as having been acquired under unusual circumstances. Yeah, there we go. Hmm.
There you go. That's what unusual circumstances
mean. That's unusual.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah, you get a number of items. We're not going to worry about equipment right now. That takes a lot to write down. However, I'm going to give you the following tricks. You start with these.
Give me a minute. Got to find the trick section. There we go. Got it.
Simple weapon aptitude and martial weapon aptitude.
Those are tricks that I've been trying to teach my dog. Martial weapon aptitude.
If Oliver could fight with like a sword and defend the house, that would be amazing.
That is an uphill battle.
That would
right
be
there.
Pretty rad.
Simple and martial weapon aptitude. You have light armor aptitude and shield aptitude. And you get a choice. Well, once you've written this down.
Okay.
You get a choice between either rage or unarmored defense.
What? You don't get both?
Nope.
Pugmire is not as good as a regular barbarian.
It's simpler. Yeah.
I'm going to take rage.
Oh, yeah. Right. You have rage because you can rally around the family. All right. Xander, which one were you?
Ratter. I'm a ratter. Okay,
as a ratter, you have a D8 stamina die and your stamina points are 8 plus your con per level. And I'm just going to go ahead and give these all to the rest of you as well.
Sure, might as well.
Linsoul, as a shepherd, it's again a D8 and 8 plus con per level. And as the guardian, Poppy, it's D10 per level stamina die.
So where am I writing this?
Stamina dice.
Stamina D10?
Your stamina dice are D10 per level, and you have 10, your stamina points are 10 plus your con per level. 10 plus con mod.
But we don't have con yet.
You don't have con mod yet. You will soon. Okay.
What?
What's this right?
What was the other thing for my character? Have D8 stamina dice.
Yeah. Essentially, the way this game works is you automatically receive max hit points per level.
Okay.
And you also have hit dice so that, much like 5th edition, when you take a rest or you can use some special abilities, they might spend.
But when do we get to be puppies? Come on.
We're coming up soon. We got to get the boring stuff out of the way, Poppy.
We got to deal with our stamina dice before we
see anything. Easy puppy Beaujolais.
Woof.
Hey guys.
Hey guys.
Hey guys. I know your tricks now.
Hey baby. There we go.
I love you so much, this boy.
Dog is
Lunsel,
so adorable.
I'm just going to put it out there that I think your significant other may have trained the dog that one to keep you to
I'm actually the one who says, hey, baby, more than my wife does. And but it's mostly that he's excited about the prospect of my wife arriving.
Oh.
And so when I say, hey, baby, he's like, oh, my God, mama's home.
So the question is it your dog or is it her dog?
You know what? That is a question I've been asked before. And I think she would say that he's my dog. But I feel like he's communally owned by the two of us. He is as attached to either of us, you know.
So if both of you were sitting in the room,
he'd want to be near me.
Okay. That's the question.
Question answer. He's next question. Yeah.
All right, next. Xander.
Yes.
And so each of you are going to be marking off a primary ability. Mm. Your abilities, of which you have six, should have a little dot where you can do that, I think, on those sheets.
I could put my own dots in.
Yeah.
I'm going to guess wisdom and con for the shepherd.
So for the ratter, you want to mark con and dex. Mm-hmm. For the shepherd, intelligence and wisdom.
Ooh, intelligence.
Huh? And for the guardian, you want to mark charisma and strength. Put a dog
on your lap. What is this?
Oh, puppy.
Was that for saves or is that for the attributes themselves?
You just put a dot next to them to mark that they are your primary abilities. They're the ones that you're going to want to focus on.
Was this directed at me?
Almost. Yeah, did you mark?
What were they?
Yours are charisma and strength.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
I was paying attention.
You know what?
All day.
Since you're paying attention now, I'm going to keep going.
Okay.
Guardian.
Yes.
You want to choose two of these.
Mm.
Just pick the ones that sound cool.
Okay.
Balance. Mm. Handle animal.
Wow.
That's ironic.
Intimidate.
A lot of dogs are the main feature of this.
Yeah.
Persuade, sense motive, survive, and traverse.
Okay, intimidate? Okay. Where am I writing this?
You're going to put a dot next to it. There should be a spot to mark it as trained.
Well, you'd have to write it down here.
And there's skills?
Yes. Yeah,
skills. Okay, so intimidate.
Intimidate?
Intimidate.
I apologize. I'm not intimately familiar with those character sheets. I'm used to standard 5e character sheets. Usually there's a place to mark
it
down.
Notice.
Okay, there you go. Intimidate, notice. That's what you got. Ratter, you're next on the line. You get to choose two from the following. Balance, bluff, notice, perform, persuade, search, sense motive, sneak, steal, and traverse.
I think
I'm picturing you as a sneak and steal type. But
I think
that's
just
because I know you.
I think the sneak
should be... I
put
persuade and steal.
Oh, there you go. I think the sneak should be heckin' bamboozled.
Heckin' bamboozled. I love it. And finally for the shepherd, two from heel.
But pretty close.
No or can't. So when I say no, it's cano.
Knowledge.
Not cano.
No arcana is a skill.
I refuse arcana.
I am a know-nothing. It is fine.
My existence denies arcana.
No, in this game, it would be no.
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 Bad arcana.
No. Bad arcana.
Sometimes with arcana, you have to rub its nose
Who's
in it.
Who's a good arcana? Who's a good arcana? You are. Yes, you are.
Who's to your listeners, arcana? If your dog emits arcana,
yeah,
just pile that stuff on the floor.
Yeah.
Put it in front of it. Roll up a newspaper just in case you have to, and just shove that dog's nose to that arcana. Yep.
All right, so no arcana is an option, and okay. Heal. What else?
Heal.
We got?
No arcana.
Heal.
No history. No religion. Persuade.
No possessions.
And sense motive.
Well, I definitely want sense motive. I mean, that sounds right on.
No masters. No gods.
Am I correct in thinking that heal is H-E-A-L and not H-E-E-L? Because if it was H-E-E-L, I would definitely want it.
I think that's a spell.
But heal is a spell?
It's H-E-A-L.
No.
I'll do no history. Oh, except I wrote it without a K.
Jesus.
All right, and now since we're still on your page, Linsel, I'm going to have you roll a D6 and a D6.
Oh my God, I'm so excited to roll this 12-sided D6. 3 and or just once?
Roll it twice.
33.
3 and 3. 6 shepherds. 3. Your backstory is you are a noble puppy forced into the church to make way for a sibling's inheritance. And one of your items that you start with is purchased from a pawn shop as a lucky charm before you join the church.
So my family forced me into the church? Is that the implication?
Yeah.
Well, how else do you get into the church?
I don't know, because God found you?
Maybe your sibling blackmailed
Maybe
you?
Maybe that's how God found you.
I mean,
God,
it was all part of the plan.
Wait a second.
All
part of the plan. God spelled backwards is
woof.
Dog.
Oh, got that wrong again. I'm sorry.
No. God spelled forward is man, and man spelled backwards is nam. These dogs have seen some shit.
Shit.
Yeah, how come there's no Vietnam-themed dog RPGs?
There is. Really? I've played it.
Oh, no.
No, there's a Vietnam-themed game,
sure.
But it's not a Vietnam-themed dog game.
There is a Vietnam-themed dog game. Okay, we'll talk off the mic.
You. I challenge you.
I challenge
Send
you.
Me the fucking link, and we're going to put it in the show notes. I don't know this game. Anyway.
Shots fired. Yes, sir.
Xander, as the Ratter. Roll a D6 and a D6. And Poppy, go ahead and roll a D6 and a D6. Don't tell me what they are yet.
I have 4 and 2.
Just remember. You want me to remember numbers?
This background?
Just for a second.
Okay, 4 and 2. Your background is that you are a philanthropic tomb raider that wants to recover relics of the past.
Man, I got forced to the church by my family, and you're a tomb raider? What a crock.
And what was the other number?
What a croft? Is that what you said?
Oh, there you go.
What was the second number?
2.
2. One of the starting items in your backpack, or your rucksack, as they call it, is found in the rucksack of a lost pioneer. And then you had a what and a what, Poppy?
5 and a 1.
5 and a 1.
And
as the guardian. This is something you can write down. Again, this is just your backstory. Because remember, building the characters' backstories is why these things are so fun. You are a military officer, respected, because you lead from the front. You said a 5 and a 1?
Mm-hmm.
But one of the items that you start the game with is inherited from your father after he died mysteriously. I'm going to go back to the shepherd,
and that would
here
go
so you can
under
write down your starting traits.
What did I inherit?
Do I need
from
to roll them up?
Father?
It Just is think sit, about it. Roll over.
You don't have to roll anything for this. Okay, you get simple weapon aptitude, light armor aptitude, and medium armor aptitude. So simple weapons, light armor, medium armor, and shields. And you get to choose from either a good memory or prayers to man. I'm not going to tell you what they do. You got to choose now.
I'll choose a good memory.
Okay. Ratter.
Yes.
You get...
this is under...
tricks.
Tricks, yes.
Okay. You get simple weapons, light armor, and you get to choose from either precise attack or second wind. Choose now. Okay, second wind. So you have simple weapons, light armor, and second wind.
Yes.
And finally, guardian.
Yes.
Tricks. I think it's on the second sheet.
Mm-hmm.
Tricks. You have these. Hold on. Let me read them and I'll simple. Jesus Christ. Okay.
Probably all weapons.
Yeah. Okay, you have simple, medium weapon. I'm sorry. Okay.
These are tricks.
Let me start over.
Tricks. Okay.
You have simple and martial weapons.
Okay.
Light, medium, and heavy armor.
God damn it.
She is the guardian.
Look at that corgi.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
That corgi can use all things.
It can use any armor and any weapons, like Shields. Every corgi.
You would know.
Okay.
Okay, and you get to choose from one of these two things, and I'm not going to tell you what they do. You have to choose a name alone. Fighting style or inspiring word?
Fighting style.
No!
All right, write it. Fighting style. Okay, and you chose fighting style. You get a choice of defensive, dueling, great weapon, protection, or two weapons.
So I was hoping there'd be a bite option.
Protection.
Okay. So your fighting style is protection. That means when you wield a shield and when opponent attacks someone that is your friend, you can help your friend out with your shield. Yeah. So you're good at using your shield to help both yourself and the dude next to you.
Of course.
All right.
Of course I am.
Just like every dog I've ever known.
That's pretty much all of that. So we're not going to do equipment because equipment writing down is fucking boring. Next, we're going to choose a breed.
Oh, that's exciting.
You get to choose a breed, a family, or you can choose to play as a mutt.
Ooh.
I know what I want to be.
Here are the breeds.
Oh, I hope it's in there so much.
I wrote one down, so I hope it's in there.
Your breed can be companion, fettle.
What does that mean?
Fettles consist of things. Okay, companions are the most social dogs around, often smaller in stature than dogs from others. They make up for it with the size of their personalities. Fettles are tenacious dogs, stalwart and tough in difficult situations. Herders, such as Corgi.
The people who made Pugmire, they knew that they had...
They had a captive audience of Corgi lovers. Big-time
cuteness in here.
Pointers. Pointers value intelligence over all other qualities. Runners. You know, fucking dogs that like to run.
Less said about that, the better.
Workers are the family. They value strength and hard work. And finally, mutts are mutts. You kind of custom build a dog.
Well, those don't sound like breeds to me, but they definitely
They have subbreeds.
Oh,
you can either choose or randomly roll a breed.
Wow. Well, I'll happily stick with the herder. Since I am a shepherd.
Okay, let's go with herders.
But I'm happy to roll what kind of herder. No, I'm happy to roll.
Roll a d6.
Six.
Sheepdog.
Sheepdog. Hey, I like a big...
As a shepherd, you have a +2 to wisdom, and you also gain the trick keen observer. Okay, Dr. Xander, Gerrymander, you look like you had a choice here.
No, I had a question. I'd written down before I realized I had to make a choice in this particular book of Jack Russell Terrier. Is that a possible option in one of these?
Seems appropriate for a ratter.
What I was thinking. Yeah. Like a ratter seems like a Jack Russell. So that's
a rat terrier or a Jack Russell Terrier.
That would be a pointer. Rat Terrier is
done.
Do you want to choose Rat Terrier?
Yes, I would.
Okay, your breed is pointer and in parentheses Rat Terrier. Or your family, sorry. What you rolled was your family name, Linsel.
That's a sheepdog?
Yeah, your family name. Your last name is sheepdog.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
that's how this game is.
Okay, so my...
Like the family that rules Pugmire are the Pug family.
So my breed is Rat Terrier, and then my family is Pointer? Is
that how your breed is Pointer? And your family is Rat Terrier.
Because Pointer is not actually referencing the specific dog breed Pointer in this. It's just referencing dogs that indicate.
That takes away my last name I ever gave myself as Yuppershire, so I will...
Yeah, you should erase that human shit and put Rat Terrier down, dog.
Mr. Rat Terrier to you.
Sir.
You're the dog now, man. Sorry.
Oh, you broke Nathaniel.
I almost spit booze out of my mouth.
That's the second time Sean Connery's come up.
What was the first time?
When we talked about sidecars.
Oh, yeah.
Have you got the beast in your sights?
Okay. As a Rat Terrier,
as
a pointer, you gain make a note that your intelligence base is +2. We'll determine what the stats are in a bit. And you also gain the trick voracious learner.
Yeah, I am.
You look ready.
Mutt.
There's always one of those. As an ability, you get a +1 to any two abilities.
Like you're a human.
Shut your mouth.
The mutt is a fucking chihuahua for the record.
Let me see.
That is the dog that you deserve.
Oh, look how cute it is.
You do want to step outside, don't you? Yes. Yes, I do.
You want to step outside and talk about dogs. Okay.
Mutts can pick any one from the following list of tricks. I'm not going to tell you what they do.
Okay.
Because this is how we do it. Brute strength, hardy constitution, keen observer, puppy dog eyes. Speedy runner.
That shit don't work on me, Jacob.
Or voracious learner.
Puppet dog eyes.
Keen observer.
Oh, boo.
Oh, boo.
Boo. All right, all right, right. Puppet dog eyes.
Yeah! As a family name, none. Many are adopted into other families, either by one of the dog's parents or a caring household. Some are of the free dogs who band together under the name Mutt to give them a sense of family and unity. But many free dogs refuse to name any family name. Mutts are the ones who can start with any last name, but it tends to be more descriptive, such as Wind Chaser.
Oh, I already got
Snagglepuss.
I already got one.
Okay. What is it?
Hit me. Junk the leashless.
Hmm.
Leashless.
The free dogs. They live north of the wall, right?
All right, Poppy. companion, right? You want to play a pug?
A Pekingese.
Oh.
I'm guessing, which is also under companion.
That's a companion.
Yeah. But they are also fierce protectors.
The companion example family names are Affenpinscher, Chihuahua, Papillon, Pomeranian, Pug, and Shih Tzu.
Pekingese.
That's a Pekingese.
I'm gonna just do Pekingese.
Make a note that your charisma is +2.
Okay, charisma is +2.
And you also have puppy dog eyes.
Yay!
Whoever wrote this game, I believe it was Eddie Webb, who is on my Google Plus list. Written by Eddie Webb. Eddie Webb, you're a fucking genius. This is top quality shit, dog. Dog.
Dog. I grew up with Pekingese, and they are fierce protectors and also really funny and really just lovely dogs.
All right,
dogs.
Next, you each get to choose a background.
Background? As opposed to our background.
I just came up with a great first name. I'm sorry.
Well, your background has a thing. So here's what I'm going to do. There's no random roll table on this, so I'm going to read them off.
I am a military officer.
Okay, then yours is either going to be noble or soldier. Which one of those sounds interesting to you?
Noble.
Okay, make a note that your background is noble. I'm going to read the rest of them off, and the remaining three of you, listen. If any of these appeal to you, write it down. Acolyte, common folk, criminal, free dog, merchant, noble, sage, soldier. That's it.
Hey, Lentil, are you going to take the Acolyte? Okay, I'm taking the Acolyte.
I think that Reginald Sheepdog is just a member of the common folk. He was forced into the church, ultimately.
This is for background, right?
Yeah. This is for background.
Okay.
But it's for little background, not big background. There's two backgrounds on the sheets.
It's whatever the background up there is. Yeah. Yeah. Top. You would write it down.
Got it.
Background is from that. Okay, so, and Xander, which one do you pick?
Criminal.
I'm a tomb raider. What do you want?
Alphabetically here. You picked what?
Common folk.
All right. Starting from the top. Acolyte?
Acolyte.
Acolyte. You have the following two skills trained. No religion and sense motive.
Oh, this gets better.
And you also gain the following trick. Acolyte of man. Common folk. You have the following skills. Handle animal and survive. And you have the trick, folk hero.
Hmm.
Criminal.
Yes.
You have the following skills of bluff and sneak.
I can bamboozle.
Loving it.
And you have the trick of friend in low places.
Yeah, I do.
And finally, noble.
So many songs I want to sing.
Noble, you have the following skills that are trained. Know history and persuade. And you have the trick of good breeding.
Yeah, I do.
Hey, what was the three? There were three no skills: no history, no religion, and no
heal.
Arcana.
No arcana. You know, I'm gonna change my skill.
And then there was no heal as well.
No heal.
There was not a no heal skill.
There was just heal.
There was just a heal skill.
Okay.
Oh, I've got friends in low places.
What are my favorite karaoke songs to do?
Because
I can do Garth Brooks's voice. Wonderfully.
Can you do Chris Gaines?
I was about to ask the same thing.
Sadly, you know what?
Even Garth Brooks can't.
It's just out of my range, you know? His voice is just a little too poppy and catchy for me.
It's a little too what?
Poppy and catchy.
Poppy?
Poppy.
Yeah.
Huh. Maybe I could do it.
All right, and now we're switching to a new booze. What we got?
We got the Adam from Hair of the Dog. Hearty Old World Ale, bottle conditioned.
Also, now, 10% alcohol.
Jesus Christ. Shit.
Hair of the Dog Brewery.
They don't mess around. Way,
if you want to sponsor a podcast and promote your dog-themed beers,
yeah,
let us know.
Yeah.
We're taking suggestions.
Hair of the Dog, I'd like to point out you do have a tasting room, and we'd love to come and do a live recording there.
We may need Pugmire
live.
Yeah, with these characters. We will run this game with these characters if you sponsor us.
This ale is a recreation of an historic beer style once produced in Dortmund, Germany. The flavors in this beer have been compared to chocolate, smoke, leather, and figs. My God, you have read everything that I love in a beer. That's not on there. I'm just saying that out loud. Brewed in loving memory of Adam, oh God, Kircheval, brewer and friend. So, bottoms up.
For ladies and gentlemen who cannot see this, because this is a audio medium, I believe that the good doctor is on his knees proposing some sort of oath to Lentzel for bringing Adam.
So I would like to note that Mike, like every of the Hair of the Dog beers that we've had this evening, this is the Adam and the Bulldog, because they are Bulldog lovers at Hair of the Dog. And Hair of the Dog,
they should.
If you're listening,
let me see.
I fucking love you. Now, this one has a Bulldog with like a fedora and a cigar.
Wait.
Right on. So Adam, Adam is like a gangsta. Kind of beer. Hold on.
I'm Adam is delicious.
Oh, look how smart he looks.
Anyway, let's keep moving on.
Pugmire.
Next thing you need to do is assign your ability scores.
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
Now, again, this is Dungeons and Dragons. Excited?
Can we roll?
Are you excited? Do you want to roll
you
the
don't.
Dice?
You don't. Well, you know
God
what?
Dang
you
it
know what? If you want to fucking roll, I'll let you roll.
I do want to roll.
Now, here's how it works.
Okay, I'm
you
ready.
You get the ooh choice.
Uh-huh. That's thick.
Yeah.
This thing's rolling out like
you
molasses.
You got to choose before you roll.
I'm so ready. All
right, so hold
you
on.
You know, I like you.
Here's how it works.
I'm ready.
Are y'all listening?
They're not listening.
You're not that's fucking okay listening.
No, no.
Hey. Hey.
Yes.
You think this is a fucking game?
Hey, boys. You think this is a game, mister? Oh, wait.
Boys, watch me. Watch all right me. Good boys. It's a good boy.
Okay. So here's what you get to do.
Yes.
You get to either roll 4d6, drop the lowest,
in order.
You rolled them in order.
Oh, yeah.
Or you can assign them as you wish. 15, 14, 13, 12, 10, and 8.
I also speak English. What was that?
I'm rolling, baby.
You know what? Here's the deal.
Roll, roll, roll.
I, as a game master, love rolling dice.
Yes.
Especially for character creation. However, yes, this is down the line. Just know what you're getting into.
Oh, I'm getting into it.
How many dice okay are we rolling? I am
46, and you drop the lowest.
Lentzel, you're closest.
Hand me the ball. I need ones with numbers on them.
Booyah!
I don't want pips. Thank you. I had a hard day. I'm needy.
I love all these dice out.
I just dropped one.
Eat it, Ratter. Eat it. Eat it, Ratter.
That was your second roll, you piece of shit. Your first one was not nearly that amazing.
You need to roll these in order, because that's how I do.
All right, so roll
that's
down the line.
That's a really good roll.
Wow, it's a 15.
Roll down the line. Okay.
I need you to seriously
a
look
few
at
moments
this
later.
Ooh.
So I'm dropping my 4.
Dropping your 4? Holy smokes, the two of you guys crazy town.
Okay, we're rolling
so
we're
going
things
in order
here
down the line of stats.
What was that, Jacob? That
15.
Was
like
No. That was a... What, a 4?
2 6s
that
and
was
a 3.
A 5,
right?
A 6, and a 3. Is that a 15?
Yeah, two
no,
sixes.
Two sixes.
Yeah.
And two a 3. Sixes, a 1, and a 3. Right?
You there's drop a the 5, one, a 6, a 1, and a 3.
A 15.
No, there's
five,
two, six,
there were two sixes.
You son of a bitch. You,
there were two sixes.
I stepped
you,
back from the.
Are
there
you
were two sixes.
On me, motherfucker, about that plus 1.
Are you cussing at me? Are you cussing at me? Sorry.
Whatever, go with it.
Yeah, I'm so confused, but it's fascinating.
We're going straight down the line, right?
If you're rolling, you're going straight down the line, okay. Yeah.
All right.
So we're taking the total of these four.
Well, you subtract the lowest one and then
you subtract the lowest one.
That's just math?
Hey, Daniel, it's not really that much math. It's just going, which one of them is the worst? I'm getting rid of it.
Okay.
You keep showing me these numbers, Jacob, but they're not that... That's a 15.
I rolled astoundingly well. With my wisdom bonus, I actually have a 17 wisdom.
Fantastic. No, good job. Good job. I was expecting your lowest to be wisdom.
I kind of was hoping that I'd have a stat lower than a 10.
Jacob, you keep looking at me like these are some special stats because you're used to my other game, which is 3d6 down the line.
Ooh, well, that's really painful.
That's true. That is true.
That's really painful.
But you're like, oh, 3D6. I got a 14. I'm like, what the fuck ever?
If you're rolling 3d6, I feel like you should be able to slot them in where you like. But if you're rolling 4d6 and dropping the top, then it's kind of okay to be in.
Oh, shit.
What'd you get?
A 5 intelligence.
Yes!
Ouch. Ow. Yes! Even dropping the lowest? You're the 3 ones?
You are a Pekingese, aren't you?
Yes!
They're so cute,
I feel
though.
Like I've made a great decision.
You probably wet yourself when someone new comes in the room.
It rolled incredibly well.
Yeah. 14, 18, 15, 15, 16, 10.
Oh, this is saving throws.
Oh,
why don't you be breaking the
pencil? You throw them in the saving throw slot instead of in the attribute slot.
Oh, yeah, I got to move them over.
Okay, 6 yeah, and sorry. 6, 12.
Sorry,
man.
Sorry.
12 plus 4 is 16.
I, too, 16 have charisma. Well.
Hey, that's solid.
Plus, nice. Plus 2.
You got a 18
you have an
charisma.
18 charisma. Holy shit.
I'm a Pekingese motherfucker.
She's also a
I'm
dummy.
I'm cute as fuck.
Cute as fuck, but a dummy.
Yeah,
so with my modifiers, my lowest is 11.
What's your highest?
16.
Okay.
I'm a 10 to 17 stretch, so that's pretty solid.
I feel like a 10 to 18.
Yeah. I'm always happy when my highest roll is in the stat that I actually get a benefit to.
My lowest roll was the one I got a benefit to.
Now, I must note, dear listener, that the book doesn't normally give you the option to roll your stats.
No, you're
however,
supposed to use the points.
I'm fucking old school.
Yeah.
I could have had them roll 3d6 down the line and suffered. But these are fun dogs, and we want to see them succeed.
Mm.
Woof.
I love the idea of a dog warrior guardian with an intelligence of 5.
Sounds about right.
Here is Princess.
Don't you mean Roomba?
No, yeah, that dog is low to the ground.
That's a Roomba.
The joke that we came up with the other, because I really want to get a Pekingese because I grew up with them and they're amazing, is that we're going to get their... We call them mop dogs.
Your script just changed.
To underwear.
Yeah, I thought it was Pekingese in
They bring you your underwear.
It's like, you're sitting here talking, and I'm like...
And there's just, like, underwear.
All I see is lingerie. What,
underwear? Let me see
no,
the underwear.
No, there's no underwear. Oh. It was jockey. It wasn't that exciting. But
Pekingese
it was comfortable.
In underwear.
Okay.
No, anyway. Little peonies.
Underwear aside.
Little puppy peonies.
I want to know what your stats are. I'm going to go from the left around the table. Just Jacob, what you got?
Strength of 14, dex of 18, con of 15, intelligence of 15, wisdom of 16, charisma of 10.
Did you add in the plus 2 bonus that you got? For, or the plus 1 and the plus 1?
Yes, that is with the plus 1, plus 1.
All right, Ratter, what do you have?
With my addendums, I have a strength of 16, a dex of 12, a con of 15, intelligence of 11. Wisdom 13, charisma 14. I did well for myself.
Good job, Linsel.
Great rolling there.
Reginald Sheepdog, who I'm thinking of nicknaming Bangs.
Bangs!
He's got a strength of 10, a dex of 11. His intelligence and his charisma are both 14. His constitution is 15. And he is a wise motherfucker at 17.
All right, and Poppy, rounding us out. Start from your highest and work down to your lowest.
So I am Princess, the Pekingese.
Princess Guardian.
Pekingese Guardian.
Princess Guardian, noble military officer.
Princess Guardian.
So you are Princess Pekingese.
I am Princess Pekingese. I have a strength of 12.
That's your highest stat?
A... Oh, okay. Oh, you want me to go top to bottom?
Whatever.
Starting
just go,
over.
Go in order.
Wait, click the thing. Starting over. Click it. Okay, I have a charisma of 16.
18, actually.
18, because I got a plus two.
Booyah.
Strength of 12. Dexterity of 12. A constitution of 11. A wisdom of 9. And an intelligence of 5.
She is a dummy.
But she is charming as fuck.
Yeah, you know, I feel like if you're gonna be a guardian, being a charming guardian is a boon. I don't know if it's as much of a boon as being a strong and healthy guardian. But hey, you gotta do what you gotta do.
Strength and dex plus one. I mean, yeah, she can at least carry her own in a fight.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
For the most part, she's gonna rely on that armor.
Yeah,
I have the best armor,
and yeah. It's shiny
and it's pink.
Yeah. And it shows off your hair so nicely.
I just said just so. It's so good.
All right. You got your background. You got your calling. You got your breed. You got your assigned abilities.
Yeah.
And here's what you're going to do is write down next to the assigned abilities, you have ability modifiers. Hmm. Now, each of these is based, again, on 5th edition D&D. So here's how it works. Every even number of an ability will grant you a modifier. And we're going to start from the top here with that 18. You have a plus 4 next to the modifier there.
But what?
Yeah, I think you were the only 18 in the group.
Two.
Oh, well, okay. I have a cried out.
You have an 18 in.
So confused.
Okay. I rolled a 17 and got a plus 1.
So each of your ability scores should have a spot for modifiers next to it.
Yeah, it's the
but
gray
I already
oval.
Had a plus 2 in my charisma.
Well, that's the plus 2 to your charisma. So you just change this to 18. This is where you're going to
add
the modifier for whenever you use charisma.
Gotcha. So 18. So I have a 20 charisma.
No, you have an 18 charisma.
But
you
have
an
18 charisma.
That's what changed it from a 16 to an 18.
I'm so confused. What's the plus 4 for?
Just erase that plus 2 God and write 18.
So what's the plus 4?
That's every time you do anything that involves charisma.
Anytime you do anything that involves charisma, you're going to add a plus 4.
So where do I write it?
You write it here. You just write plus 4. It's just it's not plus 4 to the 18. It's plus 4 to anything that you do with that 18.
It's so confusing.
So am I understanding that 10 and 11 would be nothing?
10 or 11 are nothing.
12 and 13 plus 1. 14 and 15 plus 2. 16, 17 plus 3 and
correct.
18 and above. Fair enough.
So with that
16
5,
and 17 is plus 3?
Yeah.
My intelligence of 5?
With your intelligence of 5, yeah. Your modifier next to 3? It is minus 3.
No!
Yeah.
14.
Plus 2?
Plus 2.
Oh, no. Yeah, plus 2.
But you're cute.
I'm so cute.
13 is plus 2.
Yep.
I will protect your household.
No, no. 12 and 13 are plus 1.
Sorry.
Yeah.
And
the
I will also.
Even numbers are where it goes up.
I will also crawl inside your sleeves and keep you warm.
Yeah. 14 and 15 is plus 2.
Yeah. Big sleeves. Bigger sleeves than that.
Nothing. 10, 11. Or 5.
Think Chinese robes.
Robes.
Yeah, they would sit in the good. little like sleeves and keep you warm.
I feel
little
really
lion
good.
Dogs. You know what the myth about how a Pekingese came into being is that a monkey had an affair with a lion, and then there was a Pekingese. That's how the Pekingese came about.
Oh, I didn't realize.
Yeah, that's how that happened. Yeah, I know, right? Isn't that adorable?
Do any of you have tricks for magic?
Somebody has no.
I have no arcana, but I don't have any
tricks. Do you have
good memory, keen observer, and folk hero? But I don't think I actually have magic.
How about acolyte of man? Is
there are no bards?
Done with our beers here.
This Pekingese has her hair braided into little pigtails.
Wouldn't they be dog tails?
Nope. Doesn't give you magic. Oh, does anybody have anything that says any magical tricks?
Oh, unless keen observer is, I don't think so. I'm a shepherd with no magic. I'm pretty sure that's not magic.
Voracious learner. Friends in low places. No, cool. Let's keep going.
Me, myself. Oh, God. Look.
The fuck am I looking at? You're looking at a Pekingese with its hair all done up.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you would have either something like focus magic.
Yeah, that was not an option.
Which is an acolyte. I'm sorry, an artisan ability. Or
so is the artisan like the wizard equivalent?
Essentially, yeah.
Fair enough. Well, I think it's appropriate that my shepherd doesn't have any spell abilities, since I think he's probably an atheist anyway. He appreciates the herding part of the shepherding way, not so much the belief in God.
There's a reason I'm known as the...
That's fine.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a reason I'm known as the leashless.
Okay, I'm gonna look through the stuff here just to make sure. So, Guardian, which one did you pick? Inspiring Word or Fighting Style? I think you picked
Fighting Style.
Protection Fighting Style.
That's correct.
The Ratter. Did you pick Second Wind?
Mm-hmm. Or is it Tricks? They're Tricks.
Tricks.
Yeah, Second Wind.
Second Wind, what it does is it lets you learn to push past the pain and persevere. Mm. Basically means you get a bonus action to try and heal mid-combat.
Dig it.
Shepherd, you picked Prayers to Man? Or did you pick... What did you pick as your...
I picked Good Memory and Keen Observer.
Oh, Good Memory. Same as the Artisan Trick, page 70. That means... Oh, wow. That's actually pretty good.
Sweet.
You learn a lot of unrelated information in the process of studying the ancient mysteries. You can use any intelligence-based skill at a disadvantage if you would normally not be allowed a skill roll.
So I might know history. I might know religion, but probably not.
And is that everybody? Oh, and you, what was your?
Love you, puppy dog eyes, so much.
What class were you? Okay, yeah, rage gives you fucking barbarian rage.
Wow.
All right, yeah.
What's Acolyte of Man?
Oh, yeah.
Now, in the Pugmire world, as I recall, men, it's ancient history, right? So being an acolyte of man maybe means you know about ancient history, the history of man.
Well, like, literally half of my character concept is based on what an acolyte is.
Acolyte of Man is considered a background trick. The dog and her companions can receive care and healing at any temple of the Church of Man.
Oh, this is getting bad.
The help isn't dangerous. And doesn't cause problems for the shepherds there. Yeah.
So you were a friend to...
Oh, this is getting deep and dark and complex.
Do you have friends in low places?
I do.
You have generally unreliable and trustworthy Sorry. The dog has some generally reliable and trustworthy contacts among criminals. You can get information from such characters unless the act of passing on information would endanger them.
Yes. Love it.
You know what? There's a lot of stuff involving like writing down places. Some fucking numbers and bullshit because we're not going to get into that. Worst. However, we're going to get into the fun part.
The personality types?
Personality traits.
Yeah!
You get to choose three of them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I am in. I'm ready. I'm golden.
These you can randomly roll.
Excellent.
Yeah. All right.
It's
well, we all make a pact to randomly roll them.
For what?
I'm down.
What are we randomly? What are we doing?
Making a pact to randomly roll our personality traits.
Sure.
Okay. Lenzo. I'm here. Will you
stop feeding your dog and do important shit over here?
Will you vow to randomly roll your personality traits?
Yes.
Done. Good. Let's do this.
I vow it.
All right. Your personality traits consist of an ideal, a bond, and a flaw.
Sweet.
Cool. Are those on the sheet?
Yes.
Sweet.
What do we do? Let's do it. Where's the squirrel?
Each of you roll a d6.
Ooh.
Is this for the ideal?
Yep. I'm going to start with Poppy.
5.
Your ideal is making peace with other nations. What Hippie. Is most important to me is making peace with other nations.
Sounds appropriate.
Lenzel?
I've got a 2.
What is most important to you is vanquishing the unseen.
Vanquishing the unseen.
Cats.
Unseen.
Cats.
Like demons. Demons from the old world.
Cats.
The demons that supposedly ruined the kingdoms of man.
Cats.
I feel like it's difficult to vanquish things that you can't see. You know, generally speaking.
Xander?
1.
protecting your home.
One.
Protecting your home. Next is a bond. Roll a d6. And I'm going to start this time going back the other way with Jacob.
Three.
Jacob, your bond. You were inspired by your bond to the time to that time. Wait, what?
Okay, what?
Hold on. This,
grammar.
You need to remember the time when we fell in love.
Use this as inspiration.
I do.
You were inspired by your bond to that time monsters nearly killed you.
Oh, you mean when I received the gift from the hunter and all that?
Yeah, sure. Why not? Xander.
One.
You were inspired by your bond to your puppies.
Oh, you're a stay-at-home adventurer.
I'm a mother. Oh, my God.
You have puppies so and happy. You're a homebody, and yet still somehow you get out to have time to go ratting.
Wenzel.
I've got a 4 for my bond.
You were inspired by your bond to the day you joined the Royal Pioneers. Poppy.
1.
You were inspired by your bond to your puppies.
I'm inspired by my bond to my puppies.
And now, everybody, one last time, roll a d6.
Oliver, would you like to roll a dice?
Not so good at rolling dice.
Oh, okay.
And, Lindsay, I'm going to start with you.
I got a 5 for my flaw.
Your flaw. No matter what, you just can't resist your insatiable curiosity. Dr. Zen Gerrymander.
I have a 2.
You just can't be any taller.
Oh!
What? That's your flaw is you can't get taller?
What's your
You're
breed?
Short.
I'm a fucking rat terrier. What do you want?
Oh, that's adorable.
Maybe it's not just that it's your flaw. It's you're also smaller, something you're self-conscious about.
You're smaller than the Pekingese.
You take that back, sir. That is probably true.
Poppy, I'm about your own the same puppies. Size.
Poppy, what'd you
I
get?
Got a 3.
You just can't stop stealing small things that you find.
That should have been my trade.
Klepto Pekingese.
Jacob.
I also have a 3. I just can't get enough.
Both of you just steal small things that you find.
Like little balls and like little mice and like little
things. The difference is you get off on it because you're a noble. I get off on it because I have puppy dog eyes.
So
we both have puppy dog eyes.
We both have puppy dog eyes. Yes.
This is basically it. We have a bunch of numbers to write down and some equipment to write down. But let's figure out how the fuck you guys are together.
I'm not even sure what my character does.
You are the voice of man.
I get no. He's the acolyte of man.
No. I'm a stray.
You're stray. You're like I'm not really the acolyte of anybody.
You are the acolyte of man.
I'm not an acolyte of anything.
Well, you're kind of like the militant order of the acolyte of man.
You were forced into the shepherds because of your family,
right.
But you haven't gained any of the shepherding abilities.
I have no, I'm not very shepherding.
Basic armor abilities, but what are you good at?
I'm good at sensing motive, handling animals, and perceiving things with good memory, keen observation, and my ability to sense motive. I feel like I'm a face of a group, but I'm a face with a low charisma.
I think you put this group together.
I
think you're the leader.
Oh, geez.
I like
from,
this.
From the collection that we have here, I think you're the leader.
I definitely am probably the most level as far as the my stats. I don't have very swingy stats. Not like the Pekingese.
I feel like my character is kind of like the... No.
Con dog.
I feel like my character is... almost like the Charles Koch of of characters here.
What?
Okay, so hear me out. I am protecting my home. I am sneaky. I am full of bluff. I am lots of persuading. I'm a Tomb Raider. So really, I'm going after rare earth minerals and exerting them.
So as a Tomb Raider, does that mean you have a tendency to dig?
Dig Lazarus, dig.
Like yes. A dog?
Yes.
What's your name?
Dig. I am Woof and Stein Rat Terrier. yeah, and so I'm just there just exerting rare earth minerals and taking everybody for a ride. So yeah, I'm Charles Koch of
Would you say you spend your time 50-50 raiding tombs and spending it at home with your children?
Yeah, my daycare facility is called Crofton Kids.
So, Linsel, what's your character's name?
I've named him Reginald Sheepdog.
Okay, Reginald Sheepdog. Mm-hmm. Are you the one with the membership with the questing order? Was that your thing?
Yes, I am. Yeah. I was inspired by the day I joined the questing order. That's correct. Although I can't say that I know what the heck that even is.
Essentially, think of it like a questing group who is licensed by the king of
an adventurers league.
It, essentially, yeah.
Fair enough.
You are the only one who his background noted as joining that group, which means that I think you're the standard bearer.
I guess that makes sense. That makes sense.
And you, how did you get this guy? How did you get the ratter?
You know what? I think I probably made a deal with his wife to look after all of his kids.
Are you male, female?
Oh, yeah, that's an assumption.
Yeah. Well, I think he said her puppies.
Right, all right. You made a her reference.
Oh, geez.
Whatever.
Well, maybe I was looking for Wolfenstein to join this group because I knew that his skills would be invaluable. And so as a result, I had to make a deal with the questing league to look after his large family or her large family.
His or her.
Yeah. Xander, what's the story with your family? Are you the mother or father?
Is that a lady or is it her puppies or?
No, it's his puppies.
Okay.
Woof. Stein.
Yeah. That doesn't sound like a lady's name. Woof.
Don't you gender me.
Did you just assume my dog's gender?
I did not. I assumed it.
Okay, Poppy.
Yes.
How did you join this cadre?
Oh my goodness. So Princess comes from a very long line of nobles, and all of our family was in the military. We're very well respected. Very good breeding. We're known for our amazing fighting style. We're known for being very protective. You know, lots of weapon skills. But she's just not very worldly.
No, not so much.
Her intelligence is pretty low. And I like to think it's just because she's been so sheltered her whole life.
So maybe she's on a voyage of discovery to try and figure out who she is.
I think so. I think she realizes, like, she's got all these skills. She knows how to, you know, her heart's in the right place, but she just doesn't have a lot of worldly experience. Mm. So her intelligence is low just because she's really been in the palace or in the barracks, like, her whole life. She's an officer, obviously.
The barrack palace.
And so she's kind of on a voyage of self-discovery. So I think that she's sort of on a like a walkabout sort of sabbatical that her family is like pretty much endorsing. And she ran into these lovely, lovely studs, as it were. Even though her puppies are at home now being taken care of by the nannies, you know, she wants better for her children. So she's out here to fight the good fight and learn a little about the world.
And bringing it back to you, Linsel. Sorry, what was your character's name again?
Reginald.
Reggie, how did you hook up with Princess
here? Well, I'd heard about Princess's many skills and her defensive ways, and also had heard that she had, limited experience, but was hoping to broaden her horizons. So I knew that she'd be the perfect addition to this group because she would help to protect those of us who have a harder time protecting ourselves.
Rounding out the mix.
Well, we needed a wild card.
Oh, just
wild
wait.
Card, bitches!
I'll even go deeper than that. You'll love this one, Mr. Questing Order. I came into this world with no name. A mutt left on a doorstep.
Oh, puppy.
Of a family of healers. I became known as Rover the Healer when they adopted me. They gave me to the church. Rover the Healer, a devout acolyte, until he had a crisis of faith and started questioning whether or not man actually was God. In the act of that, he committed a great, great sin and became Rover the Neutered.
Oh, no!
He rejected his former life and now is known as Junk the Leashless. A mutt of many talents who survives by his wits and his knowledge of the wild.
That sounds like a guide almost, actually. That sounds like somebody who could step up and take point.
He has rejected his faith, however. It may be a quest to get him to restore it.
I'm seeing a thing here. You are
the shepherd.
You are the shepherd who was assigned their faith. And you were the faithful who was assigned their lack of faith. That's
solid.
Like Starsky and Hutch right there. Come on.
I don't remember a lot of religious overtones in Starsky and Hutch, but I'm with you.
Yeah, but imagine Starsky and Hutch if it's like Warhammer Templars of the battlefield.
Sure, come on. Yeah. Sure.
I have fallen away and you have been given the quest to bring me back.
Although deeply within, I think probably Reggie's not so sure he's a believer, you know.
Think of this as kind of like the Mormon elder who's been sent out to get the lapsed Mormon back in the church.
Sure, sure.
Here's my perception of this. So feel free to correct me if this doesn't make any sense for you. But Reginald? Do you go by Reggie or is it Reginald?
I like to be called Bangs because I got hair bangs in front of my eyes all the time because I'm a sheepdog.
So Bangs.
Oh, so cute.
Bangs, you signed up to join this crusade. What's it called?
The Questing Order?
The Questing Order. You signed up on your own to join the Questing Order. You're like, you know, this church thing's pretty cool, but I'm bored.
I want to get out and see the world.
Yeah. So you signed up to join the Questing Order, and your order was like, well, you're with us now. We will sponsor you.
Okay.
However.
Uh-oh. They're going to send us to find cats, aren't they?
In order for us to sponsor you, you also have to agree to take on the wardership of this lost soul. Who still keeps coming here for food every now and then. And we need to bring them back into the flock.
Sure.
I keep showing up for A, the free food, and B, the good argument over whether or not man is God.
But their dexterity, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is amazing.
They
are clearly skilled at wilderness abilities.
Yeah.
Yep. I have survived traverse. And sense trick, so I know my way around.
So I guess the real question is, the four of us, if we were to go out adventuring and questing, what would we be looking for? I mean, besides answers.
Well, here's a quick question. What I want each of you to do is look at your character sheet and see if you can divine from that sheet what you are the best at. Like, what is your thing? What is that thing that you are the best at? Poppy?
Hold on, I gotta get the words for it because I'm a little drunk.
Aren't we all
kind of fast?
Fuck this day. Hold on. Oh my God, my brain.
Hold on, Xander's got something.
Yeah, go ahead, Xander.
I am the best at going and finding the most asinine, crazy details involved in the most obscure treasure hunts imaginable. As I have all of those skills perpetually given to me, I have bluff, I have steal, I have friends in low places. So if you need something to find,
the whiskey
and the beer chases my blues away.
and I'll be okay.
That is me in a nutshell.
So next one.
So if you need something found in a bad place with bad people around,
you know a guy who knows a guy?
I know a guy who knows a guy that I owe a favor to, who also owes three favors to me, so I'm one up on him.
Fair enough.
That is my character.
Okay, but what can you do on your own without other people?
I can go and find great information.
Okay.
I can find great information from people because I have good bluff and I have good... I have bluff and persuade as my skills. So I can really trick people into giving me great information that is necessary for any task.
Yeah, yeah. You are a good liar and you have connections.
Okay. So Princess is really good at conflict resolution, arbitration, dispute, resolution, that kind of stuff. Because here's the cool thing about being a intelligence of 5, but a charisma of 18.
I guess you work mostly on
nine.
Instinct.
Here's the thing about this.
I'm going to go at this from a
psychological perspective kind of thing here. Is because she's so dumb.
Fine.
Right? Fine. When she's negotiating between parties, when she's helping to do conflict resolution, she has to ask a lot of questions. Like, I don't understand. I don't understand. Explain that to me. So she's
naivete is very useful.
She's
in
accidentally
these
doing motivational interviewing. Because she just doesn't understand.
Yeah.
So she's really good at getting people to express themselves
and clarifying every specific point
because
possible.
Because she doesn't understand. So she has to keep asking
for
clarification.
Is, yes. So when you cross the...
So what I'm hearing you say is this no? Okay, well, how... I don't understand that. Can you explain
I'm
picturing...
It's not because I'm an idiot.
Her catchphrase
is... because I want to be really... particular
and, but
about
she's
this.
So charismatic, people are like, okay, let me try again because I really respect you and I really want you to understand. And she's so empathetic, right? She's just like those puppy dog eyes. Mm-hmm. So people are like, they
which
really trust her.
Yeah. Right?
I'm picturing all of her conversations going like, okay, what did you do last night? Blah, 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 blah. Okay, so when you say you went to the bathroom, what do you mean by that?
Could you clarify?
Did you have to urinate? Did you have to drop a deuce?
No.
Was this a squat situation, a lift leg situation?
Were you just
Are there other situations for dogs?
What happened when you were in the bathroom?
It's either squat or lift a leg, pretty much.
Yeah, I think she's one of those people that's like always asking questions, asking to explain to her. What they just said.
Yes. Mm. If you
but decay- in truth is but it comes across as if she's truly interested in knowing more about what you wanted to try to explain.
So,
but in truth, it's more like, I don't know what you're fucking talking about.
So, dear listener,
a Pekingese with a 5 intelligence.
Dear listener, if you don't know what motivational interviewing is, and if you do not know what Socratic questioning is, look it up.
However,
see the upcoming podcast between Jacob and Poppy talk about
motivational interviewing and Socratic questioning. It's super useful.
There's also a concept on the internet called explain it like I'm 5. Explain it like I'm into 5.
Yeah.
Is interesting.
Solid.
All right. So,
explain it to me like I'm a Pekingese.
So you brought the Pekingese on.
Yeah, and I'll tell you exactly why I brought the Pekingese on. My character, Reggie, he is a listener, first and foremost. He is a perceiver. He is not a talker. And he finds that the most useful way to actually gain information from somebody is to put somebody who's dumb and charming in front to do the talking so that he can do the listening and determine what people's true motives are.
Oh, well, we make a really good team, you and I.
I just want to give
I'm using you is really what it comes down to.
Well, but it's for my goal of making peace between nations, like it's all good. Yeah.
I want to give you bonus experience immediately just for that rational understanding of character interaction.
Yeah. Well, because ultimately, my character is a knowledge seeker, is a character who is looking for information, looking for useful knowledge. And, you know, trying to get that from somebody in a direct way is not always the easiest way to go about it. So you've got to surround yourself with people who can talk their way into it and people who can break their way into it and people who can find it, I suppose.
Well, really, my character is more about getting out of whatever corner you get put into.
Fair enough.
Because, you know, I'm the leashless. You can't, you can't fence me in.
Is that princess has a shiny suit of armor and a big sword.
Yeah.
I also, so we, earlier you said that I got something from my father, like an item.
Yeah.
And I have decided that that item is a chain whip.
Oh, no. Chain whips are amazing weapons in these kind of old games.
Yeah, so, every dog loves a chain whip.
Well, Pekingese hail from China. So I looked up on my phone real quick, like, Chinese weapons, and chain whip was the first one that came up. And I said, oh, yes, princess has a chain whip.
Oh, that's wicked.
And it's probably really shiny and, like, made of rose gold or something. It's real pretty.
Do you keep it like wrapped around your neck, you know, like a junkyard dog style? You got it sort of looped around. They can pull it off at any moment.
This is a classy individual, sir.
Yeah.
I guess that's not Mr. T style.
It's more like a sash. It's kind of a sash. Oh, okay. Yes. Neat.
All right, my friends. We're done with character creation of this. That's I want to know what you think about the group that you have built.
This is amazing.
I think they're pretty
I'm
neat.
So excited.
I'm a little sad that we don't have a spellcaster, but you know what? I think I only have myself to blame.
You do.
What?
So you, honestly, I think you if your group
sit and think that about what you've done.
That's a bad boy.
Here's what I think. I think that if you as players had known more about the game, you could have gone into it a little bit more informed and built a group that had a spellcaster. However, what I like about these character jams is that when I run them, the group generally doesn't know that much about it. And it's more of a, I'm going to go with what feels right and what seems right. So you end up with characters that are more, they're closer to your own personalities. Mm-hmm. And you build a group with what you have. And honestly, you don't have a spellcaster, but this is a group.
Yeah.
Like, you got the nature guy, the wild card. You got the fucking thief, the guy who knows it all. But again, you got the warrior who's not the best warrior, but is charming as fuck.
Really, the paladin down there.
Hard. And you got the priest who doesn't give a shit about their faith.
Right. The level-headed priest. Nah, I'm good.
This is a great group.
Solid. Please tell me that you have your collar of office as an officer that says princess on it.
In rhinestones.
Yes.
I mean, she's...
Is this a game
that you would want to play?
Hell yes. But what is Princess's rank as an officer?
First lieutenant.
Is she a lieutenant? First lieutenant?
Yes.
Lieutenant.
Lieutenant?
Yes.
Lieutenant.
You are a lieutenant. You are a menace to enlisted and officers both.
Yeah.
Your NCOs hate and fear you.
Oh, yeah. Those NCOs better fucking watch out.
Spoken would like someone who's never dealt with a senior NCO before.
Would you play this game?
I feel like I'd need to get 100%. My equipment all statted out. But
I would play this game in a heartbeat.
Yes. Yeah.
I'm really excited about this.
I really like the idea of playing somebody who's like really charismatic and like really well-meaning and like really sweet and like a fucking badass, but real dumb. Like, that sounds really fun.
In fact, Hair of the Dog, Lucky Labrador, both locations have some private areas. You know, I would love to set up in one of those and do a recorded actual play of this game there.
Perhaps they could sponsor us at some point in order to go and do a private broadcast in those little private broadcasts and booths.
The race is on. Lucky Lab or Hair of the Dog?
Oh.
Who emails us first?
Let's pit bull them against each other.
Yeah, that always works.
Because let's face it, at the end of the day, we're good dogs.
Mm.
We'll work with whoever pets us first.
Aww.
A little scratch behind the ears.
Especially that scratch right above the tail.
Speaking of which, the last thing Jacob and I are drinking right now is Dancing Dog Gin.
God, that's good, gin.
Oh, God, it's good.
In this... Dancing,
Oh, go ahead.
Sorry. Dancing Dog Gin is an artisan modern gin handmade in small batches. Prior to distillation, 9 botanicals are used in a unique steeping process to provide a complex layered flavor profile. On the palate, the first taste is a fresh juniper followed by flowers with a dry, smooth finish. This flavor profile makes Dancing Dog Gin perfect to serve in a dry martini or on the rocks. Gin this good doesn't need tonic. I strongly agree with this statement.
Yeah, it's very tasty.
Gin, go ahead and mix it if you want. It's great. Fox Den Distillery, LLC. Forest Grove, Oregon. Love it.
Ooh! What happened?
Someone needs some more gin.
Oh, yeah, no, this is fabulous.
We're going to close this one out that we have a really good group.
Oh my God, the blending on that.
One thing that I want to say is that, hey guys.
We are so
hey
hammered.
Hey guys. Hey guys.
Hey baby.
Hey guys.
Baby.
Hey guys. Hey guys. Hey guys. Hey guys.
Hey baby.
Hey guys. Who's a good boy, huh?
Who's a good boy?
He's a good boy.
Oh, I know. I know.
We have Oliver the Corgis joining us as we are doing a Biker's Guide to Bars character jam.
Dog edition. Dog days of summer.
The dog days are over. Oh, the dog days are over.
We have a fantastic group of characters here that we would love to play at some point. If you think that these are characters that you want to listen to, if you want to hear us play this kind of thing, you can listen to Oliver bark a little bit more. But you can also listen to our podcast here, Biker's Dice and Bars. We are online at breakfastpuppies.com. I, as always, am NPC.
I'm just Jacob.
Dr. Xander Gerrymander.
Joining us again.
It's Linsel and Oliver. Hey, speak your mind.
And finally,
Princess Poppy Beaujolais.
Thanks for listening, folks. Again, we are at breakfastpuppies.com. Drop us a line and let us know what you think.
Over and out.
That's some good boys.
Now you got to play the outro right now.
And always drink responsibly.
For joining us, friends.
We've reached the end of Bikers, Dice, and Bars. Talking bicycles and motorbikes. Gamer things and all the like. You can listen.
Yep.